It's not the differences that divide us, but it is the ability to celebrate those differences that are divisive forces. I take so much pride in my diversity, and that is really what defines me. So, diversity or differences is my topic, or more so my thought for this podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Remember that viral video of an American guy speaking in Hindi? There were several actually. Videos of foreigners speaking in regional languages somehow catches the fancy of a lot of us on social media. They make us laugh. Some of the top trending viral videos back in India are of foreigners doing Indian things. Dancing to Bollywood, playing the tabla or the sitar, or cooking and eating pani puris. People love that stuff. If there's anything we enjoy more than that stuff, it is hearing the foreigners talk in some desi languages. Only God knows how much Bollywood has banked on our obsession of hearing foreigners speak Indian words in their thick and heavy accents. Why does it excite and interest us desi so much? Ever thought about it? I guess our amusement and appreciation for these differences comes from our acceptance of diversity and our love to find out everything there is to know about new cultures. It's like, yes, of course, there are over 100 different cultures in India divided between our states and union territories, but hell, we want to know what's more out there. You'll call me a hypocrite if I don't talk about the obsession with people with a lighter skin color. Yes, of course, that's there. But it's not just our love for fair skin. I believe that us Desis are genuinely excited about culture. This includes sharing ours and learning about a new culture. You can see that in the excitement on someone's face when they're explaining a foreigner the relevance of their cuisine or the relevance of some festival or explaining anything that is Indian. We love doing that stuff, don't we? And that's probably why I really admire the way we handle our cultural differences in every new country we settle in and beautifully manage to assimilate while staying strong to our roots. That is the reason why we love trying out different cuisines and we love celebrating new festivals. That is why we take so well to traveling all over the world and can blend in any culture and country that we move to. I was so thrilled when I came abroad the first time because I was really excited to learn about new cultures and experience a whole different way of life. I was not only excited to learn a new way, but I was also looking forward to sharing my ways, my stories. Because I thought, like me, everyone would thrive off of learning new things from different cultures. But that really wasn't the case. I encountered different types of people. Some hesitated in talking to me because of the color of my skin. And some who did talk to me had certain perceptions, stereotypes, and preconceived notions about me way before they even attempted to get to know me. I spent the first 3 years of my time abroad trying to learn about Christmas traditions and trying to learn about different spring and fall traditions and trying to dress my best for Halloween. I learned to cook Southern American classics and basically did a pretty good job at adapting to my American ways of life. But what I started noticing was that while I was doing a great job of adapting to all that was around me, nothing and no one around me was really changing due to my existence. No one really was trying to celebrate Holi or Diwali. No one was trying to cook my parathas, and no one was wearing my saris or kurtas. So it was a lot like a one-way street. I was trying to think why that was happening. Maybe the reason for this, it's because very few people and cultures are open to new ways and experiences like our culture is. It is because we are from such a rich and diverse tradition, is why we are so open and get so excited at every opportunity we get to learning new things and new experiences. In the West, I miss that rich cultural diversity because that naturally brings with it a broader vision and a broader mindset. I have felt that more than being excited about new people and new things, people in the West are more opposed to it and almost scared of anything that's different from the ordinary. That includes people that look different, eat differently, and even talk differently. Probably that's why we often have encounters with racists and feel discriminated against. Yes, racism is going to be a whole episode on its own, but that's kind of the conclusion of my thought today, where I leave with even more appreciation for the attitude that us Indians have and the openness and acceptance we have towards new culture. A lot of it comes from being brought up in one of the most culturally diverse countries, but I guess the main difference is due to how humble us Desis are. Yes, we take immense pride in our culture, but we also have an equal amount of respect for new cultures and new people. And unfortunately, that makes us stand out. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned to my upcoming episodes every Tuesday, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.